Alrighty, how's everybody's hangover doing? It is a Monday morning on the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast, February 3rd, post-big game. Lots to go over from last night's broadcast, last night's competition. Andy finally got one. How about that? We recapped everything from the athleticism on the field to the athleticism in the halftime show. The commercials, the comeback, everything got gabbed about today. Four random facts and thin the herd, as always, are stuffed into this Monday morning podcast. Men's onesies are now a thing in the fashion world. And Evil Woman showed up in Song Stories today. Here's what it all sounded like. Grab your Gatorade and ibuprofen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
And speaking of hot, how about the fourth quarter yesterday in that game? Just an incredible night.
Great game.
The first half, it was like, oh my God, this is like going to take forever. It was just so slow and like uneventful for the most part. And then the fourth quarter came along. It's like, there's the team I was expecting.
Yep. Never count the Chiefs out, man. That's a squad.
Yeah, I know. And especially in the first quarter, I've learned over the course of the past few weeks, all right, whatever happens in the first quarter with the Chiefs doesn't matter at all.
Right.
You know, but to come from behind in all three, in both of the playoff games and in the Super Bowl, incredible.
Yeah.
Just absolutely incredible.
That offense is, I mean, don't get me wrong, the 49ers have a phenomenal, if not the best defense in the league.
Uh-huh.
That Chiefs offense is so fast and can explode on you so quickly.
Yep.
When they do, you know, and it's just a matter of when, not if, for that offense.
Yep.
And
yep.
It happened.
Yep, yeah. First thing that ticked me off. Right?
Oh, I know what it is. And I
don't
know
didn't
why.
Respond to it. Because it means nothing to you, but it means everything to me.
I don't know what the heck is this.
All right. Okay, understand, I was a design major in college. Uh-huh. So anytime graphics or things happen on TV, I have an opinion on them,
mm-hmm.
right? And the idea of the cartoon players throughout the game, every time somebody, it was stupid.
It's hokey.
I agree with you on that. It was dumb. It was dumb.
It's like, really? All right, this guy just scored his second touchdown and you're going to show me a cartoon of him? Come on.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I disagree with you. I believe that the track in the halftime show is tape and the vocals are live.
You're nuts.
I'm not nuts. I can understand that. Don't use the horns as an excuse because that's part of the
tape.
Oh,
no. It's just obvious. The singing was too perfect. You can't do a strip tease and sing pitch
perfect.
They
do that in their live shows.
They were singing?
They do that in their
exactly.
live shows. You didn't see the singing? You weren't part of that part?
No. I wasn't. I was
really? You were watching the clothing? Is that what it was? The fashion choices?
That's what you were calling it.
Oh, Zeppelin was there.
Yeah, Zeppelin was there. This is like my wife turns to me when that break happened. She goes, "That's not a Shakira song. I know that song." I said, "No, you're right. You do know that song. It's Led Zeppelin. It was Shakira's tribute to Led Zeppelin for what, about 15 seconds?
Yeah, something like that. Right. Although to be fair, every song was about 15 seconds. They packed a lot
into that halftime show. They packed a lot into those outfits.
Yep.
Right. Oh, who awesome. Shook it better?
Shakira.
I'm a Shakira guy.
Yeah.
But I mean,
J-Lo's
50, so let's not forget.
I know. As opposed to what Shakira, 48?
I think 43.
43,
44. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine?
That's a lot of Latin heat.
Can you imagine what it's like being the director on the halftime show?
Camera 2, get Shakira's skirt popping up. Stay low, good crotch shot. Camera 3, get ready, she's stripping off part of the costume. Good. Back to camera 2, Shakira lying on her back with a guy standing over her. Good. Now she's back up, more crotch shots. All right, here comes J-Lo on the stripper pole. Get ready for the butt shot of her round rump and the leather chaps. Good. Here it comes, stripper pole 2. Not too tight, she's lip-syncing. She spent more time in rehearsal on the pole dancing than the lip-syncing. Get some shots now of the other pole dancers. Good. And finally, with all the little girls on stage, both Shakira and J-Lo shaking their butts. Nice work, everybody. It sends a great message to little girls everywhere.
Thank you so much!
The John DiBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Cindy is here now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So how was your Super Bowl party?
My husband bought enough food for it to be a party.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But yeah, it was. I enjoyed the commercials.
I knew that was coming. What was your favorite commercial?
Probably because it's one of my favorite things in the world, but I love the Snickers commercial.
The Snickers hole.
Fix the world by feeding it a Snickers.
Right. And you got to love the two people with the selfie stick falling into the hole.
Yes.
See, it's working already.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
One, two, three, four.
All right, Cindy, get us started.
Okay, fault isn't a modern invention. It's been around for more than 4,000 years.
4,000 years?
Yeah.
How'd they get the steam roller to work back then?
Flintstones.
Mixing alcohol with diet soda gets people drunk 18% faster than mixing alcohol with regular soda.
Why?
The sugar that's in regular soda slows down the effects of alcohol.
Oh, wow.
I'm a derelict for knowing this.
Yeah, just skip it. Just drink it straight.
Yeah, or that. The Terminator is the only character that made AFI's list of the 50 best heroes in movie history and the 50 best villains.
Really? Cool. Okay. And for those of you who remember Corinthian leather, Corinthian leather doesn't have any connection to the Greek city of Corinth. It was invented and produced in Newark, New Jersey. And there are your...
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Homespire Windows and Doors, professionals you can trust. Bev Bevins is one of my favorite drummers. He's the drummer from ELO. And Bev has this theory about the song Evil Woman. He never really spoke to Jeff Lynne about it, but he has a theory on how the song came about.
We did a lot of touring in the 70s, especially in America. And we never really experienced that whole groupie thing until we first came to America with ALO. And it's quite a remarkable thing, particularly in California, we found. And you just check in your room and the phone rings and, "Hi, I'm Candy, can I come and see you?" Whatever it is. And it's just these women that you meet on the road. And a lot of them are just sweet girls, really. And some of them are quite sad and some of them are just fun girls. But a lot of them are really quite evil. And I think that's really where that song came from.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Do you know what else is ahead of us, Cindy?
What's that?
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. We've got this one's going to take over the men's fashion world. If you would be so kind as to go to the JDB Show Facebook page.
Okay.
Right, do you have that on our MGK website as well?
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
Okay, it's on.
That's where it links to.
Okay, all right. This is the new polo shirt that's coming out.
Where is this? You know, every time I try and find something, it's never I don't see it.
Well,
why don't you describe it with words?
Oh, it's on the WMGK page. I'm sorry. It's not on JDB Show.
Oh, that's
yeah, WMGK Facebook page.
All right, there you go.
And WMGK.com.
Okay.
All right.
You'll get to it. You can describe it, though, John.
Well, in the meantime, I will.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know polo shirts, right? You know, whether they're made by Polo or anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, there's a new polo shirt out. It's a polo shirt onesie.
Oh, I just found it.
Right. It's a full-length polo shirt with snaps in the crotch like it was a Danskin or leotard, whatever you call that. Right. I mean,
it rides up tight, man.
It does.
I put these on my four-month-old child.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
You're
a man. You're not a baby.
Toddler ensemble.
This is as stupid as it gets.
Well, it keeps your shirt tucked in.
At least it's a reasonable price.
Right. Wait, what's the price on
$14.
It? Okay. All right.
Okay.
So that proves it's not a polo shirt.
I don't see any buttons on this thing either. So how does one, you know?
Oh no, there's snaps in the
crotch. Oh, is there snaps?
I missed those. In the
okay.
crotch.
All right. Well, that's convenient.
Right. You know,
I'll consider it now.
You have a load of these in the house for the next baby. All right. You know, so ridiculous.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. The Kansas City Chiefs got theirs. That's for damn sure. If you were following Dave and Steve's picks, well, you didn't get much. Although they did great outside of the picks they used on the air.
Crushed it last night. Ting, all night long.
All I remembered was one of you took the under, and I thought it was Dave.
Yeah, wet blanket, Dave.
Right. And when it became visibly, you know, that it was not going to go 54.5.
It got close.
It got close, but it didn't. I said, okay, who won the money? And that was Dave. What'd you pick up on the under?
How much money?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it was in a parlay, so probably about $60.
Oh, okay.
My big hit was $200 on the freaking fullback to score a touchdown.
That was a great bet, dude. That was a great bet.
Yeah. And it happened early, so I was like, whew, I'm good from here out. Don't care who wins.
And then your big win, Steve made a lot of money.
Yeah, over $400.
He had to bring donuts in this morning. He made so much money.
He better have.
Probably used that gift card he got from Kyle for Christmas.
that's gone, all right? I used that right away. Yeah, I had a few different touchdown bets that hit, which was a lot of fun.
Yep.
It was great. It's always good when you don't have your team in.
Oh, yeah.
To have
and
a
the Patriots aren't in.
The game. And the Patriots
makes
aren't
it very
in.
Fun.
The first thing, both of you said that she would go over. Did you both say that?
Boy, were we wrong there.
She didn't hit 2 minutes.
Yeah.
She flew through it.
Right?
Yep.
She really
flew
did.
Through it.
All right. And the coin toss.
Yeah, I mean, that's 50-50.
Right. You know, look, I like the idea that they honored these 100-year-old guys who were all in the service, especially the guy who was a Tuskegee Airman.
Right.
But can we stop bringing the old folks out for the coin toss?
At least they didn't let them flip it this time like they let George H.W. Bush do in Houston.
Right.
Just drop it on
and
the floor.
And can they get it straight that when one team – why did they have to ask the other team when the other team defers?
The deferred
why do you
debacle?
Have to ask the other team, what do you want to do? We
sure,
already know what they're going to do. It makes no sense. And when did orange become a color?
In 1992.
In 1992?
That's when every Gatorade was orange, I swear.
Who drinks orange Gatorade still?
Right.
Nobody.
Little league teams.
Right. Yeah. No. I only,
sports moms.
I only drink the lime / green / yellow.
Which is
that's
what I would
have
thought they would have poured on Andy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I would have thought they would have poured the red. Everybody thought they would have poured the red. Right,
yeah, that was
right,
the favorite.
No, that was the favorite. Mm-hmm. But no. Okay. All right. But when it came to making the big money, it was Dave who got the under. Although it was only $60 in that case.
Yeah. That's
all
true.
Right. Right.
That's true.
High point in the game.
High point. I think them scoring to take the lead and then icing it just for Andy. I'm so happy for Andy Reid.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I understand he didn't win
the league
here,
is happy for Andy Reid.
But did you see how excited he was in the sideline when they did it? A huge weight off his back. He's got plenty of weight in the front still. But that weight's off of his back.
Oh, I think there's a lot of weight in the back,
the
too.
The guy was so happy. I was so excited for him. It was great to see that. So them actually icing the game was probably the high point. Also, it helped that I got 50 extra bucks when Damian Williams scored that extra
point. Yeah, you kept pouring on the money.
For
me, the high point was definitely the No Time to Die James Bond teaser trailer.
Oh, sorry.
Number 2.
All right, but they're putting the date out as the 10th, and you keep saying the 8th.
It's the early screenings are the 8th.
Oh,
you best
okay.
believe I'll be there on the 8th.
Okay.
Not the 10th.
In his tuxedo.
All right. Yes.
I was happy for Norma.
Who's
is that
Norma Hunt?
Is that Lamar's wife?
Lamar's,
I didn't realize she was still alive.
As a matter of fact, I had dinner with her once.
Wow. You know what?
Right?
Did you really?
Yeah, I had dinner with Norma, right? And Lamar was he was there too, but he was part of some speech thing that was going on. So he was barely at the table. And Norma Hunt is a pisser. She is a fun
She's a hoot.
Fun
small bladder.
She's a hoot. She's a hoot. Right? No, not a gallbladder problem. No.
Oh, I said small bladder. He said she's a pisser. Two things real quick. One, I think it's awesome that the Hunt family won the Super Bowl in the NFL's 100th year with the AFC Championship trophy that is named after Lamar.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool how that all tied together.
I didn't know that. Cool.
And two, if you're Kyle Shanahan, the head coach for the 49ers, you probably never want to look at a win probability chart. He had a win probability of 99.6 when he was the offensive coordinator for the Falcons when they lost to the Patriots.
Patriots with that come behind.
Yesterday, at 7 minutes left in the game when they were up by 10,
yep.
He had a 95.3% win probability,
dude.
And he lost it.
He turned into Andy. He stopped running the ball.
Yeah.
Pass, loss.
But it was a great Super Bowl. I hope that you're not too hungover, and I don't understand why we all have to work on this day. Right, move the Super Bowl to Saturday.
I'm in agreement.
Move it to Saturday, but what's his face, the commissioner?
Goodell.
Right, Goodell. I'm sorry. I always go for Tagliabue because I hated him so much. Right, but Goodell says that it will never happen. Yeah, well, someday you'll die, and maybe it will.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
in the herd. In the herd.
Do you remember the story of a guy in Florida? His name was Antoine McDonald. He was in Orlando, Florida, and dressed in a bunny outfit, and some guy and his girlfriend get into a fight.
Yep.
Right, you know, and he was supposedly saving the girl.
He was the Easter Bunny, wasn't
he? Right, he dressed up as the Easter Bunny, exactly. Well, he's in the news once again, and so is the costume, but not in a good way. Earlier this month, Antoine was on his motorcycle in Altamonte Springs, Florida, and ran a stop sign, drove up into a yard, and crashed into a carport. It collapsed, causing thousands of dollars in damage, and then Antoine ran off. The cops found him a couple of blocks away, hiding in the backseat of a car, trying to disguise himself wearing the bunny outfit. Okay? He was arrested for a hit and run and driving without a license. Although he denied that he was the one that did the crash, he told the cops, "I'm the Orlando Easter Bunny. Google it. I'm important." They still arrested him.
In the herd.
Yeah, Steve.
Donald Dugray was trying to avoid the cops, but he also ended up making his bad situation worse. So he's riding his bike. He was approached by police for a light violation. I don't know if that was he ran a light or if it was just a light violation. Rather than have a chat, he decided he was going to make a run for it. And when he crashed into the cop's car, a gun fell out of his waistband. So he grabbed the gun and he got away. The Gulfport, Florida police put the word out that there was a guy running from the cops with a gun, and an undercover officer decided he would respond to the area to help out. Well, Dugray ran into the undercover cop's car, and what they said, he appeared to lean in as if he was attempting to throw the driver out and steal the car. Well, it turned out that car was the undercover cop. He hit him with the door, pulled his own gun, and grabbed Dugray and waited for other officers to arrive to handle the arrest, and he was arrested for multiple counts.
In the herd.
That was a knot and a half.
Yeah.
What do you got, Dave?
25-year-old Corey Cornut and his 29-year-old girlfriend. Wait,
can I have that again?
Corey Cornut.
Corey Cornut.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You'll see him later on the website. But, yeah, him and his girlfriend, they live in California, and they were sick of people in their area stealing bikes. So for several months, they'd leave a bike out on their front lawn to lure the thieves in. And if anyone tried to steal it, they'd chase them down and beat them with baseball bats.
Wow. Yes, Batman.
Yes. Vigilante justice. It's like Gran Torino for Schwinn's. They beat up at least four would-be thieves between July and November. But neighbors say it might have actually been higher. And if you were really seriously injured, they got caught after they posted their security footage of the beatings to YouTube. Don't forget to like and subscribe. They're facing charges for conspiracy and assault with a deadly weapon, but none of the thieves have been arrested because they never filed any police reports. But there's one in them now for the attempted thefts.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, there's a 56-year-old guy named Joseph Allen. Check this out. Joseph Allen Maldonado Passage. Okay, we'll just call him Joseph Passage, right, from Wynwood, Oklahoma. He's a zookeeper who runs a private petting zoo with a lot of exotic animals. He also has a very, very prominent bleach blonde mullet.
Yes.
Okay. So this will be on the website later, too. Well, he put down five tigers and sold their cubs a few years ago. This guy should be shot, thrown in jail. And a woman named Carol Baskin, who runs an animal sanctuary in Florida, publicly criticized what he was doing and successfully, I almost said it like a football player, successfully, right, sued him for seven figures. Whew. So he tried to hire a hitman to take him out. This never works.
No.
It never works. Back in 2017, he offered an employee $3,000 to fly to Florida and kill her. When that person said no, Joe tried to hire a hitman again, who turned out to be an undercover FBI agent. All right. Joe was found guilty last April of murder for hire, falsifying wildlife records, and violating the Endangered Species Act. Last Wednesday, he was sentenced to 22 years in prison, and it wasn't enough as far as I'm concerned.
In the herd.
John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.